Bally's chairman, Soo Kim, will give the opening keynote at the ICE Barcelona World Gaming Forum on January 19, 2026. The announcement positions one of the industry's most prominent dealmakers at the center of discussions about the convergence of land-based and digital gaming. ICE Barcelona organizers said Kim's presentation will examine Bally's aggressive expansion strategy and its high-profile projects, including the firm's approved plans in New York City and a landmark redevelopment of the former Tropicana Las Vegas site that will share a 35-acre campus with the new Las Vegas Athletics ballpark. Damian Ashton Wellman, ICE Barcelona's conference manager and head of content, framed Bally's approach as emblematic of broader shifts in the sector. As competition intensifies across both online and land-based channels, operators must deliver unified experiences that travel seamlessly between mobile apps and casino floors, he said. Bally's always-on strategy aims to integrate digital and physical touchpoints globally, from Rhode Island to Sydney, so customers encounter consistent, compelling entertainment, whether they are in a casino, using a sports betting product, or playing online. Bally's expansion and Las Vegas vision. Kim will participate in an exclusive fireside chat focused on what ICE described as one of gaming's most unconventional expansion playbooks. Bally's Las Vegas project is being promoted as a multi-use resort destination, featuring two luxury hotel towers with some 3,000 rooms, a casino and VIP areas, a 2,500 capacity entertainment venue, and more than 500,000 square feet of retail, dining, and leisure space. Organizers say the development is a test case for how operators can weave together sport, gaming, entertainment, and hospitality. Our aim is to meet modern consumer expectations by building experiences that are scalable across platforms and geographies, Kim said. When done correctly, the integration of a ballpark, resort, and digital ecosystem creates long-term value for guests, communities, and shareholders. We see a once-in-a-generation opportunity in Las Vegas to demonstrate that model at scale. Kim is the founding partner and chief investment officer of Standard General, where he has overseen special situations and transformational investments since the late 1990s. His board roles include positions at Intralot SA and Pursuit, and he serves as vice chairman of the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies. Organizers will use Kim's appearance to probe the strategic and operational choices behind Bally's recent approvals and bidding wins. Access, audience, and industry implications. The keynote will be open to all delegates attending ICE World Gaming Forum's 9 conferences and workshops, including the Casino Leaders Conference, the World Regulatory Briefing, and the newly introduced Sports Leaders Conference. ICE attendees who bought standard exhibition passes will be able to upgrade to conference passes to access keynotes and plenary sessions. Industry analysts say Kim's presence signals the growing importance of integrated resort strategies and regulated sports betting in operator playbooks. Bally's is attempting to stitch together assets that drive visitation and spend beyond the gaming floor, said Dr. Emily Carter, senior analyst at Global Gaming Advisors. If the company can synchronize customer journeys across its venues and digital channels, it could raise the bar for competitors. But execution risk is real, particularly when projects span multiple jurisdictions and regulatory regimes. With regulatory scrutiny increasing in several markets, the forum is likely to cover issues ranging from licensing and compliance to responsible gaming, product innovation, and the economics of large-scale redevelopment projects. Delegates will watch closely for concrete timelines and financing details related to Bally's Las Vegas plans, and for insight into how Bally's intends to operationalize its cross-channel ambitions. Speakers at ICE Barcelona traditionally include CEOs, regulators, and senior executives from established operators and innovative suppliers, making the event a focal point for strategy announcements ahead of the calendar year. Kim's keynote on January 19th will set the tone for those conversations and is expected to draw a wide cross-section of delegates from both the land-based and digital sectors.